Well, hello everyone. And how are you all doing? Are you doing good? Are you doing well? I hope you are. So one of my lovely patrons asked me to do an audio about stress at work. Asked me to do a meditation on it. So I decided on this one. And it's one that I regularly use myself. So maybe you're sitting at home or at work or wherever and you're feeling tired. Maybe you're having a lot of thoughts, like a thought storm, which can be very tiring and it can be draining. Now, overthinking can lead to anxiety and restlessness. Worrying about the future. Regretting the past. Worrying about your safety. Or whatever else the turbulent mind tends to cause. And we've all experienced this, right? And then some of us hear about mindfulness and it resonates. But there are some of us who mindfulness and meditation doesn't seem to resonate because it can be seen as boring. It's like just sitting there doing nothing, which it literally is. Or they can try and thoughts can kick in and disturb the peace they were feeling for 5 seconds, maybe. And that's perfectly understandable. Because everyone is different. But there is something else you can try. If you struggle with meditation or mindfulness. And it's pretty simple. And it's interesting. It can be very interesting, providing you're curious about it and want to try it. So, when we close our eyes, we don't close our eyes. Oh, the rain is starting now. Just as I'm speaking. But we don't close our eyes. We close our eyelids. When you think about it, our eyes are never closed. Even when we're asleep, they're open. Would you agree? And it's not something that we tend to think about. In fact, we kind of overlook it, really. But what if there's something magical going on? What if there's a place where you can visit anytime you like? When you need a little rest or respite from this busy world and all the craziness that's going on at the moment? What would happen if you close your eyes and let your attention drift into whatever is going on behind your eyelids? You might find something very spacious, something very comforting. And even entertaining sometimes. I call it the light show. Now I looked into this because it was just something that I started to do on my own accord. And scientists have a name for this light. And it's called phosphine. And it happens because our eyes and brains don't shut down when they're denied light. But phosphine is just some name that science gives to something that can't really be understood when it's trying to understand something. It's like when we look up into the night sky, we don't understand it at all. We can't. It's just too vast. So what if that vastness is also behind your eyes. I know it might sound a little crazy, but all it takes is a little relaxation and a sprinkle of imagination. And when you do it, you can be listening to music. You can be listening to bird song. The wind blowing through the trees. The sound of rain. There's this guy called Gale Force Audios. It doesn't matter what you listen to because the light show will go on. And this can be done anywhere and anytime. But I really like to do it during the day for a few minutes. Anytime I feel my mind is a little too busy or overrun or whatever. Because during the day, it's daylight. And daylight is fun because the colours can seem more intense. But they also happen at night too. But it tends to be a little darker, of course. And if you use this technique at night, you'll find that you'll fall asleep very, very quickly and peacefully because you see more darkness and your attention goes into darkness. And also, another fun thing about this is that some colors appear to be more vivid and you can read about them and see what they mean. Like, I often see purple and green, for example. And purple is said to represent creativity, wisdom, dignity, devotion, peace, pride, magic. And green is nature, growth, rebirth, well-being and peace. And of course, these colours aren't mine. Anyone can see them. But they're fun when they appear, and it's fun to read about them. And you can do a lot of reading. So, do you want to try with me? Do you want to close your eyes and just watch? Watch the light? You might see darkness with colours sprinkled through it. You might see a white light with colours and shapes appearing. Who knows? But as I'm doing it now, I'll talk about it. And maybe you can tell me what you saw. Because your experience is unique for you, just like mine is for me. So, let's go visit the light show for a few minutes. Just 5 minutes. Now, gently close your eyelids. And notice your breath. You don't have to manipulate it, just notice it. And let your body relax. Now let your attention drift to behind your eyelids. Where you normally look out. And the first thing you might notice is space. Like a vast space. Can you find the end of it? And if thoughts come in that vast space, it's fine. They're allowed to come. They come and go. But you can keep your attention on how vast it is, how open it is, now. What color do you see at the moment? I'm seeing green. It's green, and there's a tint of white in it as well. And the background seems to be darkness. Do you notice how quiet it is in this space? The rain is beginning to fall again outside, but I still see the green. And now it's changing to blue. Some blue light is coming through. And again, look how vast that is. It's wide open. It's colorful and alive. No end in sight. And so, so quiet, so still. It's very similar to deep sleep. That's why we can't remember deep sleep. And that's why we love deep sleep. Because it's quiet. It's peaceful. There's nothing happening. So, when you're feeling stressed during the day, wherever you are, you can close your eyes for a few minutes. Now visit this place. Which is like deep sleep. You love deep sleep. I know you do. Now I see purple. It's like a six circles of purple and the fading into the darkness in the background. And when you do this, you're changing your brain waves. Becoming more peaceful, less anxious, and lit up. Purple is back. What are you seeing? What does it feel like? Does it feel like something is switched off, but everything else is switched on? Like when you turn out a light and all the other lights come on. Now I'm gonna open my eyes. You can too if you like. And when you do, you notice the rush of light that hits them. And the room will light up. And you'll be back. Open your eyes. Oh, and look around the room. See how colorful everything is, and how quiet everything is. You don't even have to keep this feeling, because it's always there. Always with you. But anytime you do feel stressed or you need a break, you can just close your eyes and visit the light show. Hope you enjoyed. And I'll talk to you soon. Slán.